Well, welcome back to the Mike Kira Radio Show, I in the Community. Here, actually, a special location here in the Windsor Bar and Sports Bar and Restaurant here in Berwyn, Illinois, as we're here for the Berwyn JCs and their Monster Mini Golf. And with me today is the 77th president of the Illinois JCs, Tanya Lee. And Tanya, we've been talking all about the different projects that the JCs do. And I have to mention this story about on the Food Network that I saw actually. Something about a rattlesnake festival, and that was actually put on by the Sweetwater JCs in Texas. So I guess there is so many different unique projects than you could do anywhere then.
Actually, yes. I'm personal friends with the president of the Texas JCs and just saw her a couple months ago, and we're talking about the Sweetwater Rattlesnake Festival and all the very unique things that the different regions do. I was able to share with her a story that here in Illinois, in the western suburbs of Huntley, they have in their JC chapter the Turkey Testicle Festival. And the day before Thanksgiving, at a local bar there in Huntley, they fry up the turkey testicles and serve them and have a big festival with bands and all kinds of activities going on throughout the night. And most people can't quite believe that we would do that, but there's all kinds of different things, and whatever interests you and whatever things that sound fun, we usually do them.
Right, and of course we want to talk a little bit about the projects that the JCs do and the inner workings. Now, everyone in the JC world obviously knows the CPG. We definitely know, and you could tell us a little bit about that in a minute, which is basically a guide for a chairman, so everything is planned out, everything goes smooth. So basically when someone within the chapter wants to do a project, they get an idea, they write this, and then they pretty much then form a committee, and then everyone does it.
Correct. A CPG, or what we call a chairman's planning guide, is exactly that. Is our learning tool for our members. We use it to be able to plan a project, and while you're planning a project, what people don't realize a lot of times is that they are actually in a learning process. You're learning how to plan your time, set goals, make estimates, combine a committee, figure out what supplies and things you'll need, problems and solutions, a timeline. All of those things go into planning whatever project you're doing. Then when we finish the project with a budget and all the final details, we keep that so that next year when somebody says, I want to run an Easter egg hunt, we can say, hey, we've done that before, and here's the guide, and it tells you everything you need to know, and they don't have to start from scratch again. So we keep a running, living document for our chapters and their history.
And the one thing we want to let everyone know that the JCs are a leadership and training organization. It's all about, you know, the members, in part that the fact that you basically decide what you want to put into it, what you want to get out of it, and it's great because you do the community service, and then that makes you a better leader, makes you, you know, the better member of society. So it's great. It's a win-win situation then.
Absolutely. That's what makes the JCs so different from every other community service organization that's asking you to join them, is the fact that we give you leadership and professional and individual development so that you can give back to the community. All of those things, that time management, stress management, job searching, resume writing, public speaking, becoming a better leader, how to be assertive, how to do anything and anything that you can desire. Or if you come to me and say, you know, I really want to learn how to manage my money, then we'll bring in a banker to one of our meetings and he'll give you a whole spiel about how you want to learn this and how you're going to manage your money. And we really give back to our members to make sure that they grow personally so that they feel fulfilled in themselves and want to give back more.
Right, and that's great, and we're just mentioning about individual development, and of course we've got to let our listeners know once again that there are different sections of the JCs. So you have individual development, which is the learning, the personal different trainings. You have community development, which is helping the community, and then you have management development and membership development, which sounds pretty self-explanatory, but why don't you tell us about those two areas?
Yeah, basically the management development area is somebody who keeps track of the inner workings of your chapter, just like a manager would do at work. They're in charge of the paperwork, making sure our bank statements are good, the tax filings, as well as promoting business networking within the chapter, promoting people who may want to start a business or have started a business to come in and promote themselves to the JCs so that the JCs can take part in their business. The membership development is just that. We want everybody to be able to take part and to join the JCs. And the only way we can share the great things that we do and the great things that we have to offer is to go out there and ask people to join us. And that's what we do on a constant basis, is that, you know, if you don't ask, you can't receive. And we just ask that everybody give us a shot.
Right. And now, Tanya, we have to ask that it is so great that you're the 77th president of the Illinois JCs. But for a lot of people that are wondering out there, tell us about some of your duties. I know you got a lot of responsibilities, but tell us some about the things that you do as president, your leadership role.
Basically, I oversee the 93 chapters and 3,000 members of the state. My duties, I have a board, an executive board, an administrative vice president who pretty much oversees the inner workings of what I need for conventions and meetings, a programming vice president that oversees making sure that all of our chapters are getting what they need for all the different areas that we operate in. We've got people overseeing all the different areas. I combine with the directors of each region to make sure that every chapter is receiving the support that they need. It's our job to make sure that everyone's trained and knows what's expected of them. I get the great opportunity of going out and meeting everybody as much as I possibly can. Traveling around the state is probably my biggest thrill, and I get to go to all the fun projects and socialize with everybody and see the great things that are being accomplished for the communities.
And the one thing we want to talk about with the JCs is you have a lot of fun conventions as well as important conventions. And I think everyone here knows about the GA, the General Assembly, which you have every so often. And that's a time for a lot of training, a lot of fellowship, socialization, but a lot of training, a lot of awards. And tell us more about this GA.
Yeah, actually, we have our summer or May GA coming up in 2 weeks. And we're holding that in Decatur, Illinois. During the Friday, Saturday, and Sunday weekend, we invite all the Illinois JCs to come and partake Friday night in a social time, networking with other members from around the state, sharing project ideas, and just celebrating their accomplishments for the first few months. Saturday, we get bright up and early. Currently, for this one, we're bringing in a trainer from Junior Chamber International, professional trainer, who's going to come and train us on making the most of the first 60 seconds of networking with other people, the 5 E's of leadership, overcoming public speaking, the public cowardness of speaking. We've got some individual trainings on specific JC items like your CPGs. We also pair with Relay for Life, getting out the vote, Anheuser-Busch Family Talk, making the most of your JC experience and your resume. We run competitions where you can compete against other JCs on public speaking, writing of essays, your knowledge of the JCs, debating against other people, and you can actually do a interview process to hone your interview skills for jobs in a competition as well. We'll also be celebrating the 10 Outstanding Young People for Illinois, where we hand out awards to those people who have gone above and beyond in their communities. And these are people that just do great things, and we celebrate each year by honoring those. And so that'll be at Saturday night's banquet, along with a large amount of great projects being awarded and individuals being celebrated for the accomplishments we've done this year.
Okay, Tanya, we're going to take a little bit of a break, and we'll be back for our last segment. You're listening to the Mike Carroll Radio Show, I Am the Community, here at the Windsor Sports Bar and Restaurant in celebration of Monster Mini Golf, a great event that the Berwyn JCs put on. And please stay with us.